Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock. Joining me in the studio once again is Steve Mortensen from the Leech Lake DRM. What are we going to talk about today, Steve?
Well, I thought we'd talk about bald eagles a little bit.
Okay. I understand the Leech Lake Reservation, Chippewa National Forest, is a popular location for nesting bald eagles. Why is this?
Well, we have lots of streams, obviously. Roughly half of our surface area is covered with water of one type or another. And, of course, we do still have some large trees left that are preferred for nesting. White pine is a preferred nesting trees by eagles. And we still have some fairly remote areas where eagles that really aren't very adapted to humans can nest in peace. I mean, some of our eagles are becoming quite tolerant with humans, but other ones are still pretty reclusive. And we have it depends on the year, but maybe 250 bald eagle nests in the area.
Wow, okay. Were eagle populations in trouble a number of decades ago?
Yeah, they certainly were. I mean, they were persecuted to some degree because people thought they were, taking their animals or whatever. And then along in the around end of World War II, late 1940s, all sorts of fairly nasty chemicals came on the market, things like DDT and stuff, which really affected eagle reproduction. And their numbers were pretty much decimated during that time period, to the point where they were actually listed under the Endangered Species Act.
Wow, okay. What kind of eagles are found here?
Well, for the most part, we only have bald eagles. Occasionally, you'll hear reports of golden eagles, and rarely they will pass through here on migration. A lot of people confuse the pretty much all dark eagles they see, because these are juvenile eagles. For the first 4 years or so of their life, they have a pretty much brown color, and then they start to get a white head and tail, and they get some other coloration to them. But for the most part, we only have bald eagles here. And sometimes people call these younger eagles, we call them spotted eagles.
Cool. How big do they get?
Well, bald eagles are largest bird in the area, typically get a wingspan of 6 to 7.5 feet or so. Males average about 9 pounds, and the females are larger at about 12 pounds.
And what do they feed on?
Well, they're primarily a fish eater, and pretty much taking fish that are either in really shallow water or fish that are injured or something and near the surface. But they will certainly scavenge on all sorts of other animals. And during the winter months, of course, when things are frozen up, they're pretty much reliant on scavenging. And white-tailed deer is a major source of food for them.
Okay. How big of a prey item can an eagle feed on?
Well, it was something that's just laying there. I mean, they could feed on an elephant if it was there. but for the most part, if it's something they want to lift off the ground, they can only get a big female with a strong head wing can get about 7 pounds off the ground. So you don't really have to worry about them flying off with your German Shepherd or your children or anything, because they just can't get that much off the ground. But even so, you figure a bird that's 12 pounds can get, over half of its weight off the ground and flying. That's pretty amazing. Most people, couldn't lift half their body weight.
Wow.
Let alone fly with it.
Okay. Cats aren't safe though then, huh?
Well, maybe a small cat, but
yeah.
Most cats are more than 7 pounds.
Okay, especially mine. All right, then. How much time do they spend in the area each year?
Well, it used to be they'd come back in late March, early February, something like that, and they'd stay through the end of November or so. But anymore, with warmer temperatures and more deer and stuff, you can pretty much find eagles around here year-round.
Okay. What kind of injuries and mortality do you see with eagles?
Well, there's a variety of things can result in the death of injury of an eagle. And this is kind of why I brought this topic up, because I was looking at historic reports I've done for the past 30-odd years. And of all the ones I've done, 42% of the eagles were killed or injured by impacts with vehicles. And this was primarily related to their scavenging deer off the side of the road. And this is a real problem and something we can probably do something about. Other sources of mortality, lead poisoning, and this is the result of eating primarily deer that have been shot with bullets that contain lead. And even a few tiny fragments can make an eagle pretty sick and result in it not being able to feed and ultimately dying. Over the years, we've had a few that have been shot and trapped, a couple of power line collisions, and then we get a host of other ones that are kind of unknowns. There's only so much you can do with field examination. They would need to go to a lab and stuff, and some have gone there and a variety of reasons have resulted in their death or injury.
I thought it was illegal to shoot or trap an eagle.
It is, but it still happens.
Wow, okay.
They put a lot of effort into trying to catch people when they shoot eagles.
Wow, okay. What can people do to reduce or eliminate mortality?
Well, this is something I'm kind of working on here now, and that's to try and reduce that 42%, because, that would be a lot of eagles. and that's due to vehicle collisions. So if you see a deer, you know, typically when a deer gets hit by a vehicle, it's going to be laying right on the road or right on the shoulder. And if an eagle finds this, they're gonna eat and eat and eat until they can't hardly get off the ground, and then they will jump up in front of a car and try, and the result usually isn't very pretty. But if people, you know, if you see a dead deer on the side of the road, if you simply drag it to the back slope or into the woods, you'll still be able to see the eagles. They'll still have something to eat, but they're much, much less likely to fly up in front of a car and get struck. The other thing, of course, is to stop using ammunition that contains lead in favor of some of the copper or copper alloy bullets. I mean, I've used these since they became available probably over 20 years ago, and they work great as far as hunting. And you won't be polluting the environment or yourself or your family by feeding them meat that's contaminated with lead.
Okay. Do you have any long-term concerns for the eagle population?
Well, right now they're doing fairly well, but of course we always had to be concerned about just a decline in the amount of habitat out there, and that's mainly due to human development. We're just developing everything. And there could also be some concerns about changes to the food supply in our lakes, primarily fish, due to introduction of non-native species. Things like zebra mussels are going to alter the makeup of our lakes in terms of fish communities, and that could be better or worse for eagles. We don't know at this point, but if it reduces the fish that they would otherwise have available to them, that could reduce their population. And then we always need to be concerned about pesticides, pollution, those types of things. They're always coming up with new chemicals, and you know, they don't always know, you know, what the long-term effects of some of these are going to be. I mean, DDT was, you know, widely described as, you know, safe and effective when used as directed, but that, of course, has proven to be quite wrong. So just another thing to be concerned about.
Wow, okay. Gotta love our eagles up here, though. We have any questions or concerns, how do we get a hold of you, Steve?
We can be reached at the Division of Resources Management. Our phone number is 218-335-7400.
Thanks for coming in today. That's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.